Matthew 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Olivia, thanks very much for reading. Let me wish you a very Merry Christmas this morning, along with Adam. It is great to see you here this morning. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to have a little think about that very first Christmas. Father in heaven, thank you very much for sending Jesus on that very first Christmas to Mary, to Joseph, and the shepherds and the wise men and the angels, all that were there. We pray that you would help us look back on that and see how much it makes a difference to our lives today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, some years ago, my wife, Erica, who's sitting over there, she was a teacher in a central London school, and it was the school nativity play. Anyone, hands up, anyone here been to a school nativity play? Watched it this year, been in one? Yeah, we all know the school nativity play. And so, it had all happened. The carols had been rehearsed. The words had been practiced. The mums and dads had made all the costumes very dutifully, and it was all go. Everyone was there. And so what they had to do is get all the children into the coach, drive the coach to the venue, and it was all happening. The parents are starting to arrive at the venue. It was all getting very exciting. And then the children, they were there. The teachers got them all in their coach and I think did all the head count, you know what they do. And then I think sat down, a sigh of relief. The whole school was on the coach and we're heading to the venue. And the coach heads off and it's all looking good. Until suddenly there's a hand that grips Erica's arm and squeezes it, and it won't let go. And so she turns around, she looks at her colleague and sees the shock, the terror in her colleague's face, who says, "We forgot him. He's back at school. We forgot baby Jesus." That's what happened at her school nativity. And this morning, I want us to leave here not saying, "We forgot baby Jesus. We left him either back at school or back in church." But it would be great if we left here this morning saying, "How can we forget baby Jesus? Jesus is unforgettable." You might want to do that with me. Jesus is unforgettable. That's what we're going to think about this morning. But we're going to think about it in two different ways. The first reason why Jesus is unforgettable is that he is God with us. God with us. But I need someone to come up and help me. The hand's gone up, Quentin. You're not quite sure what I'm going to ask. But your luck is in. Can you come up and help me unwrap one of my Christmas presents? Whoa, good. Well done. Up you come. That's all right. You come this way, to the front. There we go. Could you unwrap that for me? Yeah. Thanks a lot. What have we got? You just rip it. Ripping's all good. Don't worry about it. You're going to help? Brilliant. Whoa, what have we got here?
A unicorn
alarm clock. Let's make sure it's actually what it is inside. It is! I've got a unicorn alarm clock. Now, why don't we give you two a clap, and then you can go and take a seat. Well done. Well done, you take a seat. I'm just going
to
hold this for a few more minutes.
And you'll give it to the people who open it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll keep it. Maybe I'll give it to you. Maybe see who wants it. A unicorn alarm clock. Now, this is a great present for my kids, because in the morning, they need a clock to tell them when to get up. You see, what we do at home is we have a clock, and this is going to help, that makes sure they stay in bed as long as possible, and they've got to wait and wait and wait for the time to say 7 o'clock or something like that, and then it's okay to get up. But they've got to wait and wait for that moment before they get up. So, unicorn alarm clock, very, very helpful. And let me tell you about someone else that has been waiting a long time for Christmas. He's been waiting a little longer than we've been waiting. We've probably thought in December, when is it going to be Christmas? How long is December taking? And Isaiah, he was waiting a long time for Christmas. But I need you to do a hands up again. Hands up if you think Isaiah was waiting longer than 1 week till Christmas. Hands up if you think he was waiting longer than a week for Christmas. Yeah. Hands up if you think he was... Keep your hands up if you think he was waiting longer than a month till Christmas. That's some hands down. What about hands up if he's waiting longer than a year? Christmas, yeah. Okay, 10 years. Was he waiting longer than 10 years for Christmas? Really? What about 100 years? Still some... He was waiting longer than 100 years for Christmas. All right, let's go 500 years. Anyone still think he was waiting 500 years for Christmas? A lot in the back row. What about 700 years? Was he waiting longer than 700 years? The vicar's hands up. It must be right. Okay, hands down, everyone. That's right. That very first Christmas, Isaiah, a prophet, had been waiting 700 years for it to come. You see, 700 years before Christmas, Isaiah was told this. It's in Matthew chapter 1, and it's verse 23, and it should, the screen's up, it should be on the screen. There you go. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So that is what Isaiah was told 700 years before Christmas. And then, that very first Christmas morning we just had read, the angel comes to Joseph and says that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. So all that 700 years of waiting, that's now finished. Now God has come to us in the birth of baby Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. You see, Jesus is unforgettable. He is God with us. Now, here's a picture on the screen behind me. There should be. There he is. This is from, I don't know if anyone recognizes it, from the Sainsbury's Christmas advert a few years back. And it's about this dad. You might be able to picture the scene. He is stressed out, right? He's got work commitments, work parties. He's got to buy all the Christmas presents, and he's got to try and spend time with his family who are missing him. All this is going on. He's really stressed out until a brainwave hits him. Do you know what it is? He gives this cracking line. He sings it in this advert. And the line is this. Where is it? The greatest gift that I can give is me. Oh, isn't that a lovely line? A great line. Do you know why it's a great line? Because it's God's line. God's the one that said that first. The greatest gift that I can give is me. Because that's what Jesus did. That's what God did in Jesus. He gave himself, God with us, to us, the greatest gift. Jesus is unforgettable. Jesus is unforgettable. He is God with us. And he is God. Jesus is the perfect man who's fully God. And he's God with us. He came to the mess of our world. He knows the brokenness of our hearts and lives. He can sympathize with our pain. He knows what it's like to live in this world. But he's the one that can do something about that pain and that hurt and the life in this broken world. And he's with us. He came for us, for me and for you. So Jesus is unforgettable. Jesus is unforgettable because he is God with us. But he's also unforgettable because he is God for us. God for us. Not just God with us, but he is God for us. Now, you see, God says to Joseph, I'm going to name this baby. That's what he said in our reading. I'm going to name the baby. And baby names, they're a funny thing, aren't they? Parents in the room, that moment when you've got to choose the baby's name. And some parents, they go for the popular names. So I think we might have some in the room. Popular names in 2022, if you're a girl, it is Emma, Olivia, Amelia. There might be a few of you here. Or you go for Liam, Oliver, and Noah. I think there's some. Yeah, you go at the bat, we got a whoop. Those are the popular names of 2022. Or some parents choose their baby's names on what the name means, the meaning behind it. Now, this is a little bit more risky. If you're a Gilbert or a Portia, I apologize in advance. You see, Gilbert means spit, and Portia means pig. So I'm sorry if you're a Portia or a Gilbert. Maybe that's an interesting one. But there are some nicer ones as well. Ruth, if there's a Ruth in the room, it means compassionate friend. Isn't that lovely? And a Jonathan, it means a gift from God. What a lovely name. They made a few chuckle. And God names this baby that was born because of what his name means. Jesus, it means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. God's saying this baby is going to save his people from their sins. You see, the people at the time, they wanted to be saved from the Romans, the big Roman Empire. But God says, I'm going to do something way better. I'm going to save you from your sins. And that's what he says today as well. You see, Jesus is unforgettable because he is God for us. Now, we had a couple of helpers. Can I have someone else to come on up? Someone else to come on up and help me open a Christmas present? Yeah, up you come. And it's a big one. There you go. Come on up here. You open that up. Well done. Shall I help you out? Keep ripping. Wow. What have we got here? Amazing. Do you want to turn around? Hold it up nice and high. It is the worst case scenario survival game board game. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Now, let me open it up and shall we have a play? It sounds good? Let's get rid of this. Open it up. There we go. So, you get the cards. Here they are. And there's all sorts of worst case scenarios that you're in. Difficult situations. And then there's three options given to you on the card. And you've got to choose which you think is the best option to get you out of trouble. Okay, are you ready? Here's one. Do you want to stand up? Face this way, and then we'll do this. So, how to avoid being struck by lightning. Okay, are you ready? You picture it. How can you avoid being struck by lightning? Number one, you lie flat on the ground. Maybe. Number two, you kneel with your hands on the ground and your head down low. Oh, a few murmurs. Number three, you run towards the last lightning bolt you saw. Hand up over there. Okay, actually, what do you think? One, two, or three?
I don't know. Any of them.
You're not sure about any of them? Choose number two. Choose number two. He's gone with number two. Anyone else going with number two? That you get down, you crouch on the ground? Yeah. Anyone with number one, lie flat? Lots of you. And number three, you run towards the lightning. Oh, interesting. Daredevils. Well, our worst case scenario survival board game says it is number two, kneel with your hands on the ground. So well done if you chose that. Thank you very much. You can go and take a seat. Now, our real life worst case scenario is the problem of our sin. That's what Jesus came for. That's what his name means. And sin is all of us saying, shove off God, I'm in charge, no thank you very much to your ways. And this is our, all of us face this real life worst case scenario. And this real life worst case scenario means that God rightly says no to us. But Jesus is unforgettable. He is God for us, and let's see why. Because into our real life worst case scenario, Jesus says, I am your way out. I am your rescue. I am that option that you're to choose. I am the only option because I gave up my life for you on the cross so that your real life worst case scenario could be wiped away, taken away for free as a gift, the best Christmas present ever. You see, Jesus, he is unforgettable because he is God with us and because he is God for us. So, as we close this Christmas, let's not be those that say, we left him behind. He's back at school. We forgot baby Jesus. Instead, let's be those this year, maybe for the first time, that say, how could we forget baby Jesus? Jesus is unforgettable. Jesus is unforgettable. He is God with us and God for us. And if you want to find out a little bit more about that, this is to parents, to adults, then in January we're running a little course, three Tuesday evenings, dinner, discussion, all very informal, finding out a bit more why Jesus is so unforgettable. And why not come back next Sunday, Sunday after that, come back and keep finding out why believers here think Jesus is unforgettable. But are you worrying about that nativity play? Are you worrying about what happened? If you're not, well, I'm going to tell you anyway. But don't worry. So that teacher that grabbed Erica's arm, she finally let go, and then she headed off out the coach. She ran back to the school. She picked up baby Jesus there safely on a table by the front door, picked it up, ran all the way back to the venue, parents arriving, children arriving, the curtains about to open, about to start. Just in time, she places baby Jesus in the manger, and all was fine. It was an unforgettable nativity play, but Jesus is unforgettable. Let me pray before I hand back to Adam. Father in heaven, we thank you so much that when you sent Jesus, he came for us, and he is God with us. Thank you that that really does make Jesus unforgettable 2,000 years ago and unforgettable for us today. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.